751 at KMJ. Good morning. I'm Tony Maness, joined by Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Good morning, Gabe.
Hey, Tony.
Our grocery store shopping choices going to increase here in Fresno and Clovis, huh?
That's correct. So last month I reported that Aldi, which is a German supermarket chain, had opened its first store in the Central Valley in Porterville down south. It's been a lot of speculation when they would be coming to the Fresno area, but that speculation is over. Last week we broke the news on Friday that the first area location is going to be located in Clovis. The lease was signed for about 20,000 square feet. It's going to be at the corner of Herndon and Fowler Avenues. We confirmed with the city of Clovis that this company has submitted its plans for updating the building, which curiously enough is a former Fresh and Easy neighborhood market. And that's interesting because Fresh and Easy was part of the British supermarket chain Tesco. They had made a big entrance into the U.S. market back maybe several years ago. Didn't go as planned. The whole chain folded in 2015. So I'm hoping Aldi does a little bit better with their entrance into the U.S. Word is another one is also set for Hanford, possibly opening in the spring. So I'm not sure when this Clovis store will open. Apparently, they haven't really started work on renovating that space. It's probably a ways away, but we'll be sure to keep your listeners up to date on that one.
Thank you very much for that info, Gabe. Always good stuff. Now, you got a second story here. Turkish delegation that was supposed to visit Fresno. What's the story here?
Right. This turned into a bit of a controversy. So we reported last week that a food industry trade delegation from Turkey was going to be visiting Fresno as part of a swing into the U.S. That was supposed to actually happen tomorrow. There were supposed to be some events, a reception. They're supposed to visit with a number of groups, including, according to a press release from them, from the Fresno Chamber. They're supposed to meet with the Fresno County Economic Development Corporation and the Farm Bureau. Well, after that report went out, the Armenian community went into high gear, effort led by State Senator Andreas Borges to get this meeting canceled, which is what ended up happening. And that came in the form of a statement we received from the local Armenian consulate here in Fresno. So we talked to the company in Irvine that scheduled this event. They said it was due to a scheduling conflict. I'm not sure if that's really what happened. There are similar events that were supposed to happen in San Francisco and Los Angeles. No word on whether those are going ahead. Can only speculate. Nobody's really commenting on this, but the reason may be Turkey's failure to acknowledge the Armenian genocide 100 years ago. 1.5 million Armenians, slaughtered at the hands of the Ottoman Turks. And, since then, the Armenian community has really been vocal in, acknowledging that Turkey hasn't acknowledged this event. So we're seeing this as a, just another offshoot of that. And, they really mobilized very quickly when this news came out to get that meeting canceled, and they were successful.
As always, Gabriel Dillard, great information to start our week. Appreciate it, buddy. You have a good one, okay?
You too. Thank you.
You want more information on these stories, all news that is business for Fresno and the Valley? Pick up a copy of the Business Journal.